Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something really useful, a dark side intro with low-end pressure in Ableton Live 12. This is for those tense, minimal openings that feel like they're holding their breath before a heavy drop. It's the kind of intro that can work in a DJ mix, open a roller tune, or set up a brutal first impact without giving everything away too early. The big idea here is simple. We are not writing a full bassline yet. We are creating implied weight. We want the listener to feel depth, danger, and momentum, while still leaving space for the drop to land harder later. That's what makes this style so effective in drum and bass. The intro isn't just atmosphere for atmosphere's sake. It's doing real work. It's setting the mood, suggesting the bass identity, and protecting your headroom so the track stays powerful when the drums and sub fully arrive. Start by setting up a clean 16-bar section in arrangement view. Keep your tempo in proper D&B territory, around 172 to 174 BPM. Before you add any sounds, decide what kind of intro you want. You've really got two strong options here. One is pressure first, where the bass energy is hinted at through sub hits, pulses, and texture. The other is more atmosphere first, where the low end arrives more slowly through filtering and movement. For this lesson, pressure first usually works best because it keeps the floor engaged and feels closer to the drop. A simple 16-bar shape helps a lot. Think of the first four bars as sparse and cold. Bars 5 to 8 can start adding motion. Bars 9 to 12 can bring in stronger bass hints. Then bars 13 to 16 should tighten everything up and prepare the transition into the drop. That four-bar phrasing is important. It makes the intro feel intentional instead of random. Now let's build the low end. Create a MIDI track and load up Operator or Waveedable. If you want the fastest path, Operator is perfect. Choose a sine wave or something very plain. We want the sub to feel like a pressure source, not a full bassline yet. Write a minimal MIDI pattern, maybe on one bar or two bar phrases. Keep the notes short and controlled. Root notes only is totally fine. You can sit them an octave below your future bassline, use occasional eighth note or quarter note pulses, and maybe let one note hold a little longer at the end of the phrase to create drag. A good starting point is a very fast attack, around 0 to 10 milliseconds, and a release somewhere between 80 and 180 milliseconds if you want the pulse to stay tight. If you want a little more bloom, go up a bit longer. Keep the velocity moderate so nothing jumps out too hard. Why this works in D&B is because the sub tells the listener where the floor is, even before the rest of the rhythm arrives. In dark side intros, that low-end suggestion creates tension because the brain expects a bigger event later. What to listen for here is really important. The sub should feel more felt than heard. If it dominates the whole intro, that's too much. If it disappears completely on smaller speakers, it may be too pure or too quiet. You want that sweet spot where the weight is obvious, but the arrangement still feels restrained. Next, shape the sub so it supports tension instead of sounding like a finished bassline. Put EQ 8 after the instrument. Usually you don't want to high-pass the sub itself unless there's unwanted rumble below the useful range. Control it mostly with note length and level first. Then add saturator for a little extra audibility and density. Keep it subtle. A few dB of drive is enough to help the sub translate on club systems and smaller speakers. If it starts getting spiky, turn on soft clip, and keep utility last in the chain so you can make sure the low end stays mono. That mono step matters a lot. In this kind of intro, the sub should stay centered and stable. Stereo low end can sound huge in headphones, but it falls apart fast in a club or when summed to mono. Keep the foundation solid, and if you want width, save it for the higher layers. Now we build the atmosphere. Add another track for a dark textured bed. This could be a waveedable patch with slow movement, an analog pad with a low-pass filter, or even a sampled ambient hit that you process into something darker. Keep it moody, not glossy. A low-pass cutoff around 1 to 4 kHz is often a good starting point, and you can use a slower attack if you want the sound to swell in. Reverb can be useful here, but keep it controlled. High-pass the reverb return so the low end stays clean. The atmosphere should not fight the sub. Its job is scale and menace. It can be a little unstable, a little detuned, or slowly shifting through a filter. That instability is a good thing. It stops the intro from feeling static. And if you want extra movement without adding clutter, a tiny amount of auto-filter automation can do a lot of the heavy lifting. At this point, you want just enough rhythmic framing to hint at the groove. Dark intros often fall apart because they're either too empty or too busy. So keep it minimal. Add one or two elements only, maybe a filtered break fragment, a rim click, a distant snare ghost, or a softened hat loop. If you use a break, slice a short fragment and place it with a little variation. Low cut the percussion around 150 to 300 Hz, tame any harsh top end if needed, and keep the groove sparse, maybe just one or two hits per bar to start. What to listen for is whether the groove feels like pressure building in the room, not like a full drum loop stealing the future, drops energy. That's the balance. You want the listener to sense momentum, but still feel that the real impact hasn't arrived yet. Now we shape the section over time. This is where the intro starts breathing. Use auto filter on the atmosphere and any textured bass layers, and slowly move the cutoff through the 16 bars. You can start the atmosphere somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz, then open it gradually. Keep resonance modest unless you specifically want a more piercing tension. A subtle change every 4 bars is often enough. You do not need a giant riser. This is dark drum and bass. Small movements matter more than dramatic ones. A strong 16-bar structure might look like this. Bars 1 to 4 are atmosphere plus a faint sub-suggestion. Bars 5 to 8 add the percussion frame and a little more low movement. Bars 9 to 12 open the filter slightly and make the bass pulse more audible. Bars 13 to 16 reduce space and tighten the groove so the drop has somewhere to land. That last part is really important. A common beginner mistake is to keep adding energy at the end. In a dark side intro, the final 4 bars should usually clear space, not overcrowded. Shorten the bass pulses. Thin the atmosphere. Remove one percussion layer in the last 2 bars if you need to. Maybe add a small snare fill or a reverse hit. The idea is that the transition should feel like the room goes quiet for half a second. Then the drop hits harder because of it. Here's a good place to make an important choice. Preview the intro against your kick and snare, or even against the actual drop drums if you have them ready. This is your real context check. Now decide between 2 bass flavors. The first option is clean sub pressure. That's the pure or nearly pure sub. Great for a minimal, functional intro and strong DJ usability. The second option is distorted low mid pressure, where you duplicate the bass or add a separate grit layer with some saturation. That can bring more menace and help the idea read on smaller speakers, but it also risks stepping on the drums if you overdo it. If you choose the grit approach, keep the sub and the distortion split apart. Let the true sub live mostly below around 100 to 120 Hz. Let the grit layer sit above that, maybe above 120 to 150 Hz, so the bottom stays stable while the upper harmonics create character. If the bass starts sounding fuzzy or wide in a bad way, reduce the grit layer first. Leave the sub alone. A great workflow move here is to commit the motion to audio once the idea is working. If your texture, bass layer, or break fragment is already doing the job, freeze it, flatten it, or resample it. That lets you stop endlessly tweaking and start arranging. You can chop the audio into a more musical phrase, reverse a tail into the drop, or create a cleaner transition. This is a huge win in DNB, because once an intro idea feels right, printing it often makes the arrangement stronger and faster to finish. And honestly, if the intro already communicates the mood clearly, stop there. You do not need more layers just because the track feels empty on the channel count. In this style, restraint often sounds more expensive than complexity. Keep that in mind. Less can absolutely hit harder. For the final 4 bars, think about handing the energy over. Remove something. Tighten the rhythm. Thin the atmosphere. Cut the reverb tail a little earlier. The listener should feel that the intro is making room for the drop. That contrast is what gives the impact its power. If your last bar feels like a controlled inhale, you're doing it right. Before you call it finished, do a mono check. Put utility on the master or on your atmosphere bus and listen in mono. Make sure the sub still feels centered. Make sure the atmosphere isn't swallowing the low end. Make sure the percussion still reads. A lot of dark intros sound huge in stereo and then collapse badly in the club. Mono testing catches that fast. What to listen for now is whether the intro still feels purposeful when the width is removed. If the only thing making it exciting was stereo shine, is not ready, but if the low end pressure, phrasing, and movement still hold together, then you've got something solid. A few extra pro thoughts can really lift this. Try to let the movement happen in the mid-range, not the sub. Keep the low end disciplined and let the texture above it shift through filtering or slight wave-eatable motion. A tiny amount of grit often works better than one aggressive distortion. And if the intro feels too polite, don't just brighten it. Sometimes a slightly late rin hit, a dragged break slice, or a tiny timing nudge creates more darkness than adding more sound. Also, think in 4-bar blocks. Establish the world, then suggest motion, then hint at the drop, then clear space. That's a simple arrangement language that works incredibly well in dark DNB. If the section feels intentional at every four bars, it will already sound more professional. So to wrap this up, the formula is straightforward. Build a simple mono sub-pulse. Support it with a dark atmospheric layer. Add just enough percussion to suggest the groove. Automate the filters and levels across 16 bars so the section breathes. Keep the final phrase slightly tighter, not bigger. And always check the whole thing in mono against the future drums. If the intro feels like it's holding back energy on purpose, then you're right on target.